welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Something we're keeping our eye on, the reports of a stolen laptop from the Secret Service containing floor plans for the Trump Tower, as well as Secret Service access pins, other items. We'll just leave it at that. Looks like a deliberate robbery. With purpose. So, folks,
yeah, reading the witness statements, yeah, they said that the guy definitely knew what he was going after from their observations.
Absolutely.
He went right for the car, it was quick.
This is not random. Healthmasters.com, Doug10 is the coupon code for liver support, GHI cleanse as well, Doug10. And who do we have? Do we have Sharon, or is this Ted?
You've got Sharon.
Wow, Sharon, I knew that. Okay, Sharon. Let's rock. We are not going to take any of your time up. It's so precious when you come on. So, just have at it.
Oh, thank you so much again for having me on. But I want everybody to put their seatbelt on because I've got a lot of information I'm going to have to go through pretty fast tonight because I know we only have 30 minutes, which is fine with me. But I want to talk about the ingredients in our foods today, and we're going to talk about the Dirty Dozen, which are the 12 top ingredients that you need to avoid in your foods. We like to give you hands-on material and information that you can apply to your life. And, you know, we've talked about reading labels in the past, but this is past reading labels. Guys, we don't have an option anymore. Our food is so messed up and has so much junk in it that we've got to be educated. And it's up to us as educated listeners of the Hagman Show, our show, that we're educating you to go out and educate others because it may save their lives. The first one on our dirty dozen, number one, are the GMOs. This is something that, you know, you hear a lot about, but a lot of people really aren't sure or they may not be aware of really what's going on with the GMOs. And what is a GMO? Well, really, it's just a plant or animal that's undergone a process that alters the genes with DNA from different organisms, bacteria, or viruses to make them more resistant to disease or tolerant of pesticides. 70% of all processed foods in the United States contain at least one genetically modified ingredient, usually soy or corn. Now, corn and soy, they're about the same, but I put corn as number one. The BT toxin being used in the GMO corn has recently detected in the blood of pregnant women and their babies. So they're starting to see signs now, and the studies are starting to show the adverse effects of the GMOs. Now seeing studies showing regular consumption of GMO corn can lead to health problems that negatively affect the liver, the kidneys, the heart, the adrenal glands, and the spleen. And good old Monsanto, yes, that company again that we all also don't care for, their corn has been tied to numerous health issues, including weight gain and organ disruption. Now, when I talk about corn, I'm talking about corn starch, corn syrup, any type of corn. And this is a pretty bold statement, but I suggest don't eat any corn at all unless it is USDA certified organic. Now, there's a symbol for that. It's a circle, and it's USDA, and it says organic underneath it, and it's certified. Make sure you see that label on there. Also, the non-organic project verified symbol or logo is the little piece of grass with a butterfly on it. I'm sure people are seeing that. Make sure either one or both of these logos are on the products that you're buying, especially the processed foods. We don't really have a choice anymore. And yes, it may be a little more expensive. I understand that. But what I used to tell people years ago is if you're going to spend more money on organic or better foods, cut back in other areas. Don't just say, oh, I can't afford it. Make it happen. And there's ways you can do it. I know when we first got married, we were saving money by not eating out as much. We were saving money by not going to the movies as much. I mean, you can take cable out. What's important to you? And right now, your health has got to be a high priority because the government, the FDA, they don't care, and they're not out for your best interests if you don't know that by now. The other number two on the GMOs would be the soy. This is genetically modified to protect crops from the glyphosate or Roundup. Now, we hear a lot about Roundup and the glyphosate. That's very dangerous. Approximately 90% of soy is being genetically engineered to resist Roundup. Back in 2006, 96.7 million pounds of glyphosate was sprayed on soybeans. And that includes the soy protein, soy milk, soybean oil, tofu, which is, well, I don't even know why people eat tofu, soy sauce. But let me give you some really good alternatives because, you know, Doug, we talk about the things that are bad, but, you know, a lot of people don't tell you what's good. And I've researched, I've checked, this has been my whole life, you know, pretty much since I've been married, helping people change their diets. And, for instance, soy protein, whey protein is better. We actually get our whey protein, our whey, out of New Zealand because it's the purest form of whey in the world. That's why we go with the best ingredients we possibly can, and that's why our products actually work at the cellular level. Soy milk. If you're not going to be drinking regular milk, then you can go with almond milk or coconut milk. Those are two good alternatives. Soybean oil. Replace it with olive oil or coconut oil. Soy sauce. If you've never tried them, Coconut Secret makes the coconut aminos, which are really good. They're a good soy sauce replacement. They've got a teriyaki sauce. They have a garlic amino acids. They're really good, and they are really good for a soy sauce replacement. Now, there's a symbol as far as GMO or genetically altered foods in the, as far as in the, what we do in the farming industry. And it's a sign, and it says GEN, G-E-N, foods. And to me, it looks like a satanic symbol, but all it is like three U's with a circle in the middle of it. And I remember going through Iowa one time, just in, you know, the breadbasket area of the country, and just driving and driving and driving. And I said, Ted, look at those signs. It looks like some type of a hazardous chemical sign in these fields of corn and wheat and soybeans, and I didn't know really what it was. And now these are the signs that they actually put in the fields, which to me is kind of scary because it looks like a sci-fi movie when you see stuff like that. The third thing as far as the food that we have to be really careful with the GMOs is the sugar beets. 60% of the American sugar originates from the genetically modified beets, which was introduced back in 2009. They're used to produce sucrose, which constitutes nearly 35% of the sugar globally. The remaining is coming from sugar cane, which right now we don't need to be really concerned about the sugar cane, but it's the sugar beets and the sugar that comes from the sugar beets with the GMOs. And last but not least is the canola oil. It's obtained from the rapeseed through a series of chemical actions, making it an excellent insect repellent, which is, you know, not really good to ingest. It is an industrial oil. It's not a food. And I remember the yellow fields in Germany. Used to, you'd go to Germany and you'd see crops growing. And now there's parts of Germany, all you see, and I admit, the yellow flowers on the canola plants are beautiful. But you go to Germany and you'll go miles and miles and miles and miles, and all you see is yellow. You don't see green anymore because it's a big industry. But they're not harvesting it for the oil. They're harvesting the canola oil for fuel. $50 million was paid to the FDA by the Canadian government and the industry to have canola oil put on the GRAS list, which stands for Generally Recognized as Safe List, which is a big joke. Most vegetable oils in the U.S. are genetically modified crops like canola, corn, and soybeans. You need to be very skeptical of eating fried foods, especially when you go out, because they're usually going to be one of these types of oils. You need to ask what kind of oil they're in, and a lot of times we'll ask to see the label. But pretty much it's just best not to eat anything fried because you don't know what kind of oil it is. And a lot of the restaurants now, Doug, they are, you say, well, we use olive oil. Well, I've actually asked to look at the can, and they bring me out this mixture, and it's olive oil with about a third of canola oil mixed with it. Well, what that does, olive oil is very pricey in a restaurant, especially for a restaurant when they're trying to really watch their bottom line. So they'll add the canola oil to the olive oil, which makes it go further, makes it less expensive, and it also cheapens it, ruins the flavor, and makes it very toxic. So be careful with your oils when you go out, and it's real important to ask. Now the wheat, the non-organic wheat has been a real big problem. And again, it's because of the glyphosate. It's being sprayed, on the wheat, and the crop is saturated with Roundup several days prior to harvesting. It has a tremendous rise of, in the United States, we're seeing a big rise in celiac disease, gluten intolerance, and irritable bowel syndrome. These are big problems today. I'm working on a chapter in my book right now that I'm working on about this because of the way the food is causing these problems. Now, number two on our dirty dozen list would be the partially hydrogenated oils. This requires a process that heats a healthy or non-healthy oil up to a temperature as high as 1,000 degrees. What it does, it neutralizes all the enzymatic activity, and it pretty much creates a type of gooey sludge that is consumed by the body. You want to stay away from that. Number three would be the artificial sweeteners. I know Ted's talked about this before, the aspartame, which is a neurotoxin. NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, Equal Measure. These are names that aspartame, it's listed as, that aspartame uses. What they're doing now is they've gotten smart. They know that the consumers are picking up on this and they're looking for these names. So they change the names. So if you're looking for it on a label, when you're reading your label, be careful and be pretty much up to date on what the names are of these products, or excuse me, these ingredients. The aspartame is created with genetically modified bacteria. It's made from aspartic acid, phenylalanine, and methanol. And if you're familiar with methanol, when ingested, it's converted into formaldehyde, which is toxic. It's a hazardous substance, and it can't be made non-poisonous. So you need to stay away from that. Also, we're just bombarded constantly with people saying, you know, they've got the headaches, the seizures, the brain tumors. We get calls all the time with people that have aspartame poisoning because it's such a big, big ingredient that's used in the diet sodas today, and people are really addicted to it. It's very addictive. One of the other artificial sweeteners would be the sucralose, which actually is one of the best-selling artificial sweetener on the market today. But it appears to target beneficial microorganisms in the body, and it generates toxic compounds when heated. Some of the side effects are itching, swelling, and shortness of breath. And I know I said I'd go fast, but I've got 12 of these to go through, Doug, so I'm just running really fast with them.
Keep going.
Sodium nitrite. Those are found in your processed meats. They give it the pink color, which are in hot dogs, bacon, your luncheon meats. They are associated with colon cancer. Stay away from those. Number five would be the MSG, which is monosodium glutamate. You really find these in Chinese restaurants, but we support a missionary overseas, and she was talking about, oh, where is she? Somewhere over near, not Thailand, but one of those countries over there. And she was telling us how MSG is just something that they put in their food. And she tries to stay away from it, but she says it's very hard. I think she's over in Indonesia, and it's just something they all use. You have to go in a restaurant, you have to ask if they use MSG, and a lot of times they'll play dumb and they will use it. So you've got to be very careful, but it's very important to ask. MSG is a flavor enhancer, it's an excitotoxin, and it can be labeled on your label as a natural flavoring, a yeast extract, texturized protein, hydrolyzed pea protein. Again, they put it under another name because people are starting to figure it out. Some of the side effects are headaches, dizziness, and negative effects on brain chemistry. You need to stay away from that. Another one of the dirty dozen as far as the ingredients you need to avoid in your food is the high fructose corn syrup. Now they're calling it corn sugar. It's from GMO corn, which we talked about the GMOs as being number one. It's linked to weight gain and type 2 diabetes. Number seven would be the artificial flavors and colors. Now, this is one that really bothers me because this is one of the main things they use as far as getting the kids to really want the food, to make the food more fun looking, to draw the kids in and lure them in. And it really works. Every artificial in the food, every artificial flavor in the food industry has a negative effect on the human body, on it, reproduction toxicity, neurotoxicity, and cancer. That's just on the flavors. But the colors, the artificial colors, have a whole nother problem with them. Artificial food coloring on the market are linked to cancer, and they're made from chemicals derived from petroleum, which is diesel fuel, asphalt, tar. When you talk about petroleum, that's where you're getting the petroleum from. We've got the blue number one and two. I mean, you've got all these colors with all these numbers. I mean, I could just read them off. Red number three, from candy to baked goods, beverages to pet food. Green number three, red number 40. Oh, that's just poison on the installment plan. Yellow five and six. What they do is they mimic estrogen in the body, and it's linked to thyroid, bladder, kidney, and brain cancer. These colors actually have been banned, like in Norway, Finland, Australia, the UK, Switzerland, Sweden, Italy, and Germany. And it's so funny because these countries ban so many things. In the United States, what do they say? Oh, the FDA says that, you know, it's pretty safe. Don't worry about it. But let me give you a real quick story. We had a wedding years and years ago, and Austin was 8 years old. He's the co-host of the Ted and Austin Rower Show. Our son, he's 28 years old. And when he was young, we went to a wedding, and we didn't give him any of this. I mean, he was raised really clean, squeaky clean. And to this day, he still eats very, very clean. But he was lured over to this red bowl of punch because he'd never really had anything like that. And he was with some friends, and he's over there just drinking this stuff. I mean, it was bright Christmas red, and it was thick. He's drinking one. I noticed a minute later he's drinking another one. I said, Ted, what is Austin drinking over there? He goes, I don't know. It looks really bad. By the time he had his fourth or fifth cup, we realized that it was a fruit punch with red dye in it. Doug, I kid you not, he developed a wheezing cough from this stuff that lasted almost 6 months because it causes respiratory problems and wheezing. He also got a speck in his eye, which never went away. It was like a toxic, I don't know what it was. But I remember that so vividly because we had been so careful, you know, to keep him away from all this stuff, and his body just couldn't handle it because it was so toxic because he'd never really had it before. So really beware of these colors. Now, a lot of mothers, grandmothers, whatever, may say, well, what do I do? You know, I go to the grocery store every time they have a birthday. We go get the cake, and oh my goodness, the dyes in the icing on those cakes, they're so brightly colored. They're poison. Your kids don't need them. Take the time once a year and make a cake for your child. I've always done that for everyone in our family every year, making the cake, and you can actually use colors that are natural to dye the icings with. For instance, it may sound funny, but you can actually juice a beet or even use some of our Health Masters beet powder, and it will actually make the icing red or pink. You can use liquid chlorophyll. It's like a green color to make green. And it's just a little bit of this color, and it'll naturally color the icings. The blue, actually, you could use... This sounds really strange, Doug, but you can get red cabbage and juice it. And a little bit of that, you can actually get a purple or a blue color. And then the yellow, you can use a little bit of the turmeric or the, I forgot the other spice it was. But these are natural food colorings. I'm going to have this in the book also, because we've got to get away from all these bright colors, especially for these kids. Okay, going fast. I've got to get through these. I know I'm almost out of time. Potassium bromate. It's added to bread to increase volume. It's linked to cancer. Stay away from your breads on the shelves. Get breads in the freezer departments. Most of your grocery stores have breads now that are healthy, that don't have, that are organic, but you probably are going to have to buy them frozen because they don't have the mold inhibitors and the shelf life that the other breads do because of the chemicals. Number 9, polysorbate 60. It's made from corn, palm oil, and petroleum. It's used as an emulsifier. It's a replacement for dairy and baked goods. Number 10, propylene glycol, also known as antifreeze. We know what that is. That's very bad for you. It's used as a thickener in dairy products and salad dressing. And it's deemed generally safe by the FDA. LOL is what I say about that. Number 11 is BHA and BHT. It gives food the long shelf life and it prevents spoilage. You know, all these preservatives have a reason, but it's all for the wrong reason. It's a major endocrine disruptor. It seriously messes with the hormones. It impairs blood clotting and promotes tumor growth. It's banned in the UK, Japan, the EU, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. You know, they know something that apparently we don't know. Or they actually, their government, I think, cares more. Number 12, the last one, would be potassium sorbate. This is a preservative in processed food. It prevents mold, and it causes allergic reactions. Now, I put the Dirty Dozen together, which are the 12 ingredients in foods that you need to avoid. I suggest that you get a copy of the show and you listen to the show, because if you're not really being careful about the ingredients of the food that you're ingesting, you're actually making a toxic environment in your body that is causing the organs that have to work overtime to get rid of. That's why tonight we were promoting the liver support and the GHI cleanse, because these actually will cleanse the body, cleanse the liver of that. Now, a lot of people drink a lot of sodas, a lot of drinks that have the dyes in them and the preservatives in them, and they say, well, what can I drink? There's so many alternatives on the market, but a lot of times what we do is we take the purified water or the distilled water, and then we have the Aqua Trace minerals, which I think are on special this week. They're the product of the week. And the Aqua Trace actually puts the good minerals back in the water, because we drink the distilled water. And you can squeeze lemons and either sweeten it with monk fruit or stevia, and you have a great tasting lemonade without the preservatives and the colors. If you want pink lemonade, add just a little bit of raspberry juice or pomegranate juice, and it makes a great, great pink lemonade. Another thing is, like, if I'm going to work out, I'll do the water with the trace minerals and then some of the muscle blast. And I like that as a workout drink instead of these drinks that are so full of caffeine and all this other junk and the bad sugars. This is a great workout drink. You can put your HGH with it. Actually, what I do for my workout drink, Doug, is I get about 8 ounces of water. I put the HGH Stimulate, the Muscle Blast, the creatine, and some vitamin C, and I shake it up, and that's my workout drink. Now, if I need a little extra energy, I'll put a purple stick in there. And I tell you what, you talk about a good workout. Also, you know, you're going to have the results of maintaining more muscle mass because you're feeding your cells and you're giving them what they need. But I've covered a lot of information, and I know it's a lot to take in, but I wanted to give you one example, because I took two different products, and I picked one. A lot of people love tortilla chips, so I took a snack like that. I just pulled a snack out of the blue and thought, okay, tortilla chips. Let's look at Frito-Lay nacho cheese Doritos, which when I grew up, that's what I liked. That's before I met Ted and before I really learned how to eat right. Some of the ingredients, listen to this. Partially hydrogenated soybean oil and cottonseed oil. Whole corn, which is GMO because it doesn't have any non-GMO logo on the label. MSG, disodium phosphate, artificial colors, yellow 5, yellow 6, and red 40. Okay, what can we do as far as an alternative? What I chose was the Late July tortilla chips. Late July is a very common brand that you can get in most grocery stores now in your health food section. Ingredients, organic whole ground corn, organic expeller pressed sunflower, safflower oil, and sea salt. So do you see the difference there, Doug, and the point I'm trying to make? That it doesn't have to be hard, but if you educate yourself, family, these ingredients, and stay away from them, go with the smaller, just the basic ingredients in the products, you're going to be a lot healthier. And if you say, well, I've already eaten that, then go ahead and start on the GHI cleanse and the liver support and start cleansing your body to get this stuff out. But it's just so important to do that, especially for your family and for your kids, because the kids, this generation has got so much that they're having to fight for with the immunizations and the chemtrails. I mean, it's just all this garbage. And we've got to do everything we can as parents to help our children. Go ahead.
Right. And Sharon, we're up against our break, but the tortilla chip, that's a great example, because that's something I think a lot of people don't really think much when buying, you know, snacks and different things like that. And the ingredients, you mentioned the soy and all that. The second one definitely sounded better, and organic and natural is the way to go. Folks, we'll be right back with Dr. Ted Brewer from HealthMasters.com right after this.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it'll blow you away. Absolutely, Erickson.
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman and the Hagman Report family. MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow. It's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
Hi, I'm Grace Gonzalez from Chang Close in the Woods. We are an American family-owned company founded and built on skills and knowledge gained from responding to 18 major disasters in the U.S. and around the world. We found that most people don't have enough food and water to survive, let alone any medicinals to save their life. We're offering 25% off our must-have American Heritage Remedies kit. It contains 12 homeopathic remedies, a booklet that goes over everything in your kit, and our brand new book, Major Disasters, Lessons Learned. Just enter coupon code HAGMAN. In life or a disaster, you must be able to take care of yourself. You may not be a medical doctor, and your grandmother and your great-grandmother probably weren't either, but they still knew how to minister to their family's health issues, and so can you. Check out our American Heritage Remedies Kit at www.changelessthewoods.com. Your life may depend on it.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman and Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes. That means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. That was Sharon Brower. What a wealth of information there. Be sure to listen to that a second time, third time, because the information that's contained in that segment, tremendous. Before we get back to Dr. Ted Brower, I want to mention that, nowadays, folks, when things go down, when things go down, you're going to need alternative communications, and I can't think of a better place to get them than at SatellitePhoneStore.com. That is SatellitePhoneStore.com. Both my wife and I, we have satellite phones. We use them when cell service or when other service is not available. And you would think that perhaps satellite phones, gee whiz, aren't they expensive and the plan's expensive? Not as expensive as you may think. Very, very reasonable. Rivals some of the plans out there right now. Satellite phones are the way to go. Ensure that you can talk to one another in a crisis or in an emergency. Visit SatellitePhoneStore.com. That's SatellitePhoneStore.com. One more time, SatellitePhoneStore.com. Really, the best of all of the plans, of all of the phones. I personally like their Iridium 9555 phone. It's a tremendously versatile, rugged telephone. It comes with many accessories. Just contact Eric Tallman at SatellitePhoneStore.com. That's SatellitePhoneStore.com. Phone number 941-955-1020.
Dr. Ted Brower is our guest. Healthmasters.com is the website. Don't forget to check out Dr. Ted's show that he does with his son, Austin, right here on Global Star Radio Network. It airs right after our show. And you can go to healthmasters.com to get the information and the live call-in number. Welcome back, Ted.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Doug. And by the way, I just got a text while I was on break from a friend of mine, Brad, and he's watching the Vaxxed movie, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, by Del Bigtree, and it's a huge, huge movie. It was the one that was banned at the Tribeca Film Festival by none other than our buddy Raging Bull and the crazy Robert De Niro. And so the crazy thing about Vax, V-A-X-X-E-D, you can get it on Prime for $12.72, which includes free shipping if you're a Prime member. You have that couple of days. This is one of those DVDs that you really need to watch, because Brad, who just finished this, said, I am so angry at what happened to these parents of these children who were totally normal and they got vaccinated and now they have autism, and how in pain they are and how they're blaming themselves and how horrible what's happened to these children has become throughout the United States and throughout the world with these vaccines. So guys, I'm not making any money on this. I'm just telling you that this is something that I'm ordering as soon as I get off the air. I mean, it's like $12, and I wish I could watch it right away, but I'm going to watch it until it gets here in a couple of days. But guys, it's something that I'm going to recommend to you guys to get. And it's $12, you know, Prime means free freight. You have it in 2 days, and get groups of people together to watch this. You invite 20 or 30 people to your home. You know, get 100 people to your home. Have your church play it if your church is actually open-minded about this kind of stuff, and warn people about the dangers of this. And I emailed back to Brad. He was talking how angry he was, and I said, well, I know exactly how you feel, because I've talked to a lot of these parents, Joe and Doug. Because remember, I wrote a book on this. I wrote a book on this back in the early 2000s. It was called Maximum Solutions to Autism, Learning Disabilities, and ADD. And it's you can get it online. It's like a penny if you want to get a copy of it, but it's a little bit dated now because it's about 17 years old. But I did a whole book on this particular topic, and I linked the autistic problems associated with these children today back to immunizations, even back then. Now, I never even touched the glyphosate issue. That's why it's just a little bit dated. But I recommend that everybody gets a copy of that. And again, that was just a little bonus from me to you guys, because it's just what it is. Now, also, I got a couple of emails from Doug. A man has his wife or a mother has a really bad rheumatoid arthritis. What can you do about that? Well, there's several things you do with rheumatoid arthritis. Number one is you need to get rid of nightshade variety of vegetables. That's super important. That means you can't eat any eggplant, bell pepper, tomatoes, or white potatoes. Those have got to go away. Secondly, you've got to be on anti-inflammatory compounds. Omega-3, the GHI Cleanse, which, like I said, is on special for 10% off right now at our website, healthmasters.com, and the Liver Support, that's on special for 10% off. And someone actually emailed Doug and asked him what they could do to help their liver, and the answer here is sitting in front of me. It's called Liver Support, and GHI cleanse. Again, the G stands for gastrointestinal, H stands for hepatic or liver, and I stands for inflammation. So if you do that with a cod liver oil and also turmeric, very important, you take large amounts of turmeric, probably about 4 to 5, 3 times a day with the GHI, with the cod liver oil, and get off the night variety of vegetables. I have seen such tremendous results doing those things almost immediately within 1 week and not having to use a bunch of the toxic drugs. By the way, a science teacher has been found guilty of professional misconduct for proving that vaccines are toxic. And a science teacher, Timothy Sullivan, approached public health nurses administering vaccines to a high school students in his whole home school. And whether they had been, he asked the nurses if they had been properly informed, and they got mad at him. And then he said that some of the components of the vaccines were deemed toxic in his science lab. The nurse got very upset. He has now been found guilty of professional misconduct by the disciplinary board. And with the conviction, Mr. Sullivan, the college is asking for penalties, including a formal reprimand, a month-long suspension, and he has to complete anger management courses. Okay, this is unbelievable. And he could get fines up to $5,000. I mean, think about it a second, guys. He tells the kids to make sure they watch what they're taking into their bodies, and he's being required to go to anger management courses. What do you think about that, Doug and Joe?
Censorship. It's just another way for them to censor.
I mean, when the Tribeca Film Festival with De Niro basically axed the vaxxed movie, which was going to be shown there, it was just the globalists, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, coming in and saying, hey, no, not on our watch. You know, we've done everything we possibly can to cause this massive epidemic with these immunizations and to reduce the population. Because remember, guys, if the MIT researcher is correct, by 2025, half the population of children being born will have autism. And some of the additional statistics are by 2037, all boys will have autism. By 2035, all boys will have autism. By 2037, all girls will have autism. If these types of statistics are correct, then it's going to massively reduce the population of the planet. What folks don't understand is that these Kabbalists, these Luciferians, these Satanists, what they do is they don't have a 5-year plan or a 20-year plan. They have 100-year plans. I mean, this whole mess was started way back when. This stuff gets tracked back all the way to Nimrod. We've talked about it many times with the fallen angels and how they were given this information all the way through Noah's son. Steve Quayle talks about that. So it's something we all need to be aware of. By the way, the Vatican now is being slammed with accusations of orgies, porn, and prostitution. One of the priests was said to have been having affairs with over 30 different women. He was taken to the wife-swapping parties with multiple sex partners. A lot of these guys are gay. They said up to 60% of the Vatican priests now are homosexuals, and a lot of them are pedophiles, and they're raping the young boys in the congregations, which we all know that's true. And I'm going to say this very clearly. I know that Catholics really, 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 really disapprove of this. The guys who go to church and who really are trying to serve God and who have been born again, as we as Christians believe they will be, or should be, or could have been. I'm not saying that all Catholics are born again, nor am I saying all Lutherans are born again. I'm not even saying all Baptists are born again. What I'm saying is that when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, you confess your sins unto Him and you ask Him to forgive you, and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, you're born again. So if the people who believe that and have done that, you know, are involved in any of these different denominations, I consider them to be born again. But the crazy thing about this is, guys, we've got a Catholic Church that's completely and totally out of control at the higher levels. And quite frankly, I believe a lot of this Kabbalah stuff has infiltrated them. I believe they have a lot of the satanic stuff going on in the churches as far as with these priests, or they would be involved in all these crazy things that they're doing. So as I said on my show today, what I always tell folks is this: vote with your money. The Catholic Church, because of its drug running through the Vatican Bank and its money laundering through the Vatican Bank and all the stuff that they do with the CIA, they're extremely wealthy. And quite frankly, if you're still insisting on going to a Catholic church, regardless of what the leadership is involved with, I personally suggest that you find yourself another ministry or another good group of people to give your tithe money or your offerings away to, and let the Vatican know that you're doing this. Let your local parish know you're doing this, because you have to get somebody's attention. Because remember, this group of people ran the entire planet for 1,000 years, And it wasn't until Martin Luther decided that it wasn't going to be okay for them to do that by selling their get out of hell free cards, also known as indulgences, that he put a big stop to that, or basically they put a stop to it. That's how they built these massive cathedrals, because people giving their entire life savings to the Catholic Church after they died as indulgences, trying to get their friends and their family out of hell, which is completely non-scriptural. Okay, so it's just ridiculous. If you don't believe all that, just look it up. The new GOP bill, by the way, is letting companies for the healthcare force you to take genetic tests and lets them share the results with third parties. So you got to be very careful with this healthcare bill that's going through or trying to go through right now. And this is an interesting article. This is Ray Kurzweil. We talked about him many times with Google, with Singularity University. And he's made like 147 predictions since the 90s, and his success rate is about 86%. And the reason for that is he knows of the secret technology that we have. He knows of the breakaway civilization, and he knows what's capable, what we're capable of doing with what the science is right now. And he's saying that technology singularity will turn us into superhumans sometime in the next 12 years, and that we will be in a cybernetic society. We will have computers in our brains, and machines will be smarter than human beings. He claims this technology is already happening with technology, especially with our addiction to our phones, and says the next step is to wire the technology directly into our brains. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, we touched on that. We had Anthony Patch and Ellie Marzulli on, and we touched upon this, and it's pretty... The article went on to say that Kurzweil has made many predictions since the early 90s, and I think they had a percentage like 83% came true. Mm-hmm. Whether that's accurate or not, I don't know. But there is no doubt that we are moving towards the merger of humans and machines, and I believe this is part of the Mark of the Beast system, and we will continue to move at this accelerated rate to merge, you know, the carbon-based human existence towards the silicon-based. And when these two do merge, we also talked about how Elon Musk, you know, said that artificial intelligence is the greatest existential threat to humanity. But his answer to that was to become part of the artificial intelligence, as to not become irrelevant by... it's just crazy.
They're trying to say, Joe and Doug, that we're going to be better humans and more super beings, like the Ubermensch, as Nietzsche called it, you know, by doing this. And the crazy thing is, no, we won't. We'll become more robotic and more machine-based. Remember this, and this is so important. Lucifer cannot create life. He doesn't have the ability. Only God alone. Only Yahweh can do that. He's God. He can create life. But what Lucifer can do, he can create machines. He can do that with the technology that he has. He can also take what God has done, and he can mess it up with genetic splicing, with DNA, etc. He can move things around, give us GMOs, cause damage to the human beings, which is what his goal is. Remember, these Luciferian Kabbalists, what they want to do is to turn everything upside down. It says it in the Bible. You can read about it in the book of Jeremiah. It talks about how everything's going to be turned upside down because that's their goal. These are the snake handlers. These are the serpent worshipers. That's what these guys are. And the craziest thing about this is that this is their stated goal, because they want to turn everything upside down that God created to be good and make it negative. And so if you're doing something good, they want you to make it do it bad. If it's bad, they want to flip everything upside down to make the world literally a living hell for the return of their serpent god. And so it's a big mess when you start getting involved with them.
And put the spiritual implications aside for a second. Just imagine... you know how computers are so easily reprogrammed, accessed, hacked.
That's right.
And if just imagine a human being merging with machines, the ability to that anybody who knows how to work these systems would have to be able to manipulate your thoughts, inject thoughts into your mind to maybe give you an illness through some type of hacking. We've already seen people who've had computer chips put in their hand that it's. The ability for them to be hacked, and to one guy got a virus. So aside from the spiritual issues, there is a lot of other issues that come with this, and I don't know anybody who would want to be merged with a machine. I just don't see the benefits, regardless of what they say it can do. It's just something that's just so
you got to remember our snowflake generation. You have to remember that our snowflake generation and the generation preceding them really don't go to church anymore. and the parents really haven't trained them in the ways of the world, within the ways of the Lord. They've been trained in the ways of the world with their iPhones and their iPads and their computers and their watches and all the other things they do and be tapped into the internet 24/7. They sleep with their phones underneath their pillows. They sleep with their phones beside their bed. They live in this electromagnetic sea of energy. And these kids basically promote what phone they have. I remember even Austin never had a phone when he was in college. I wouldn't buy him one. When Harrison started school, what, 3-4 years ago now in college, he's 17, I'll be 18 next month. He told me, I'm talking about college now. He said, Dad, I need a phone so I can get to call you guys up to come pick me up because he didn't have a driver's license. And I had a flip phone. I said, well, I'll let you have my flip phone. He goes, like, I can't, it was a slide phone. Slide phone, what's the phone? Slide phone. He goes, Dad, I can't take a slide phone to school. I said, why not? He goes, I'll get beat up. I said, no, you're not going to get beat up. But he was convinced that he had to have a really good smartphone in order to fit in. And so if the next person comes in, they take an exam because they have a computer chip in their brain, Joe, and they get 100 on the exam, and they say, well, the reason I got 100 on my exam is I have this computer chip, they're going to line up. Now, to me and you and your generation and Doug's generation and Austin's generation, we were raised without a lot of this type of technology. So, no, we're not going to line up. But remember, this isn't a 5-year, a 10-year, a 20-year plan. These are 100-year plans these Kabbalists have to bring us into this Luciferian state. And this is what the Bible says. That we're going to have this one world system. We're going to have a world without cash, that we're going to be taking the mark of the beast if we won't be able to buy and sell. And that's what they're moving us towards. That's what they're doing. In fact, you have to remember this Rothschild. These Rothschilds are these Kabbalists. And of course, there's one article here that was written. It's by Alexis and Macau. And they said that the Rothschilds have murdered up to 7 U.S. presidents over the years. And it's a good article. You can read it. I'm almost out of time, so I'm not going to read through it. And it's a very interesting article. And quite frankly, it's pretty accurate. I couldn't find anything wrong with it. And then here's one with Katy Perry. She's trying to buy a convent from the Catholic Church up in Los Angeles. It's a beautiful place. And so the nuns that had lived there don't want her to buy it because they said she's basically a witch. And that they're saying that the disgusting Katy Perry, they're saying that she couldn't recall being at the Salem's Witch Walk. Okay? And remember, she had that big witch thing on TV on one of the music award things. And she's been branded disgusting by the nuns at the center of a court battle over a spectacular former convent in Los Angeles she wants to buy. Sister Rita Callahan, 78, and Sister Rose Catherine Holzman, 86, are locked in a battle over who has the right to sell the historic convent where they once lived. They argued the multi-million-dollar property cannot be sold to Katy Perry. So you guys should look this up. Katy Perry has offered $10 million in cash and $4.5 million to buy and replace the retreat house, which is lived in by the priests on the site. And now she's saying that she was unaware of her witch's involvement. This is the same Katy Perry you can watch on YouTube saying that she sold her soul to the devil. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that comes out of the, you know, out of the Luciferian mindset. And also, by the way, real quick, have one more note. Beauty and the Beast has an openly gay character who's like fawning over Gaston. And it's basically another one of these Disney mind control devices, as far as I'm concerned, in trying to indoctrinate our youth into the fact that they think that this homosexuality is okay. You got to remember, Disney had some weird stuff going on in his life, and he has some strange beliefs. And I could, if I had time, I'd go over the entire article with you guys. But be very careful taking children to see this movie, Beauty and the Beast. My girls will not be seeing it. They're not going to be taken to this beast that now is basically a Baphomet, and Belle actually bows down before him. I mean, this all this stuff is not okay, especially with an openly gay character. They're trying to indoctrinate. That's why they have so many feminized boys now on the Disney Channel and the Disney programming. This is something you really need to stay away from. The feds have dropped charges on a child porn case, and according to this author, James Holbrooks, it's because of the secrets they're trying to protect. In a case that's drawn criticism from multiple angles, last week, federal prosecutors in Washington State dropped all charges against the man who allegedly downloaded child porn from a website that was infiltrated, taken over, and allegedly even improved now by the FBI. Doug, what do you think about this? When they actually set up websites to entrap people and the FBI sets up their own porn websites, I mean, how many levels wrong is that?
Multiple levels, and that's That was the reason why we disbanded Northeast Intelligence Network back about a decade ago, because we kept bumping into feds, and feds attempting to assist others in making bombs and spreading out plans and such. And yeah, this is the way they operate. But now we're resurging in a different direction. But that said, yeah, that's very common at all levels, including but not limited to child pornography. And think of that as a computer Fast and Furious that just has gone awry.
And what bothers me about that is the number of, you know, we've seen so many in the Pentagon, the child porn all over the computers, and the pedophilia that runs rampant in so many areas of our government and positions of power.
It's the Sabbatean Kabbalist way. It's what they do. By the way, the Bible is criminal. British court convicts preachers. A couple of preachers are out there preaching, and they were put on trial. And they're out on the street corner, and the British court has convicted two street preachers of a public order offense for preaching the Bible in public. The public prosecutor in the case claimed that publicly quoting parts of the King James Bible should be considered to be abusive, and it's a criminal matter. And Michael Overd of Creech, St. Michael, United Kingdom, and Michael Stockwell of Selden, New York, were found guilty under the Crime and Disorder Act of 1998 at Bristol's Magistrate Court. And he goes, Prosecutor Ian Jackson also told the court to say to someone that Jesus is the only God is not a matter of truth. To the extent that they are saying that the only way to God is through Jesus, that cannot be a truth. I mean, you know, this is just getting crazy, guys. Now the guys are going to church for preaching on the street corner over in England. 23.
It's going to jail, and it's coming here. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. 23% of public school children now live in immigrant households. I'm going to repeat that. 23%, according to an article by Brendan Kirby, of public school children now live in immigrant households. And I love the quote. I'm going to say this. Hopefully you guys don't get mad at me. It was by the congressman out of Iowa. I think his name is King. And he said, how are we supposed to rebuild our culture with other people's children?
That's right.
I mean, I don't even know how to...
I saw that editorial today in, I think it was one of the major newspapers, and boy, did he get taken to the his comments.
Well, I mean, but think about it. I mean, he said, how can we build our culture, the American culture, with other people's children? I mean, you know, I'm not saying that we should be discriminatory towards minorities, but I don't think they should be getting special preferential treatment either. And that includes immigration and immigrants. I mean, come over here legally like my mom did. I mean, do what you need to do to get it done right. Another article that I really got upset about last week, and I wanted to bring up to your show again, this article, this lady, this basically, how should I say this? I think she's a racist. She says that white men should pay an extra 5% in taxes because they're privileged, and that basically they need to be given an equality tax to make them realize the privilege they have and how they should be able to get extra taxes levied against them. Now, I'm going to say something here again that may get people upset, but that's okay. The white thing here, and picking on whites all the time, I know they don't want white people around. We got that. That's okay. I got that. I know some of the Hispanics are saying that within 20 to 30 years we'll be a Hispanic country. I got that. And that's probably true now. But the point is this. You've got to look at the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant people that came over and really started the United States and created what's called the Protestant work ethic back in the 17 and 1800s. That was taught to me at the business college at Florida State University back in the 80s. Now, whether or not they still teach that or not, I don't know. It was actually called the Protestant work ethic. Now, the thing about this is that it's something that we need to realize that if I was black, I would not be ashamed that I was black. If I was Hispanic, I wouldn't be ashamed that I was Hispanic. I'm white. I'm not ashamed I'm white. I'm proud of the fact that I'm white. But why can't we say that? Why can't we come out and say that anymore? I'm proud that I'm white. Because I'd be proud of no matter what color I was. They've made this reverse discrimination such just an anathema to me, Doug and Joe, that it nauseates me. I mean, the majority of the medical school students now are basically discriminated against who are white. It doesn't matter what their GPAs are or their MCAT scores. You know, if they're even competing with anybody else even close to that same level, that's a minority. They're automatically kicked out. Even if they have higher scores than these minorities, they're automatically kicked out. And that's just affirmative action run amok. And that's why, again, I don't believe a person should be placed in a position either in medical school or law school or dental school or whatever school you want to go to based on color. I think it should be based on performance. And I believe that the person who has the best credentials, the best grades, the best performance should be able to go. If they're black, let them go. If they're white, let them go. If they're Hispanic, let them go. But stop going against people because of skin color and stop giving preferential treatment for those people that are skin colored. Newsflash, you guys. We just had a black president. Well, Muslim president. Well, that covers two. It covers the Muslims and the blacks in the last, you know, for the last 8 years. I mean, we've already had that. I mean, I don't know how much more you want us to show you that you can do what you want to do in this country, regardless of skin color or your ethnic background or your religious beliefs. And so, guys, it's something that we need to understand, that just leave the white people alone. You have to realize that, no, whites aren't perfect, blacks aren't perfect, Hispanics aren't perfect, nobody's perfect, but nobody deserves to be discriminated against because of skin color, whether they're white, black, Hispanic, or any color. What do you think, Joe and Doug?
No, you're exactly right. 100%. And it is discrimination the way that they, I mean, not that, with the safe spaces, with this, you know, white privilege stuff, it is reverse discrimination and to the way that they're going
it's
after
just
white people for being
period.
White. It is. And
yeah,
it's crazy the amount of labels that they're throwing on everything to try to identify it and point it out as being racist or whatever. But Ted, you brought us to the end of our hour. I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Folks, check out Ted Brewer's radio show at healthmasters.com right here on Global Star Radio Network. It's on after our program. It's on. You can get the 24-hour listen live number right from his website. Ted, thank you so much.
God bless you,
guys. Thanks so much. Remember, Doug10 is our coupon code for the GHI cleanse and liver support. And God bless you guys. I appreciate both of you.
All right, man.
All right, we'll be right back with Charlie Brandt right after this.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.